Good morning, good people. It is 8th November 2020. We celebrate the 32nd Sunday of the year. The readings are from Wisdom chapter 6 verses 12 to 16. The second reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 13 to 18. And the Gospel from Matthew chapter 25 verses 1 to 13. There was a stingy businessman had a foolish worker. Whatever the boss was telling, he would execute without thinking and planning. On one occasion, the master asked him to go and fetch some firewood from the forest. So this guy went into the forest and looked around. People were collecting firewood and cutting them nicely and organizing and keeping it on the cart. He thought to himself, what a foolish thing, and he laughed at them. Why to cut into pieces and make a waste of time? So better let us cut the tree and make it fall straight into the cart. So that was his mind, and he went ahead with his decision and put the cart and bulls near the tree, and he cut the tree. The tree fell on the cart, and cart completely broke, and two animals died. He came home empty-handed, and the master was very angry. On another occasion, the master told him to hide some cooking oil to sell it for a better price. So he gave him 10 barrels of oil to go and dig a sand and under that bury it. He went there, he opened all the barrels and poured all the oil into the pit and closed the pit and came to the master and said, "Sir, what should I do with the empty barrels?" The foolish people never plan, hope, and be sensible in any given situation. They are never prepared to face the reality. To stay awake means to be hopeful and sensible. People who love wisdom are embraced by the same. There is no need to panic and be uncertain when we have hope in the Lord. Life is indeed a matter of choices of being sensible than foolish. No one is born foolish, but behave foolish by our choices we made. To be sensible means to consider all the possibilities with the plans and preparations ahead in facing the reality. The first reading strongly invites us to follow the wisdom. Wisdom wakes up all of us who are sensible people every morning. Quote, "One who rises early to seek her will have no difficulty, for she will be found sitting at the gate." Unquote. Wisdom chapter 6 verse 14. Wisdom loves to reside in the one who goes after wisdom, that is, at the entrance of every move we make. In every decision and situation we face in our life, we have only two options. One is to go after wisdom that allows us to be sensible, or hopelessness that makes us to be foolish. St. Paul invites us to be focused on Christ, the risen Lord, as we are in the month of November, dedicated to the remembering those who have gone before us. We all need to be hopeful that we will meet the risen Lord one day. It is not time to mourn and weep, rather hope and sensible in strengthening one another. The end is sudden and sure when we are least prepared. The second coming of Christ is for sure, yet cannot be predicted any means or persons. We all need to be prepared, awake, alert, to keep our light burning with all the good works and virtues. It is inevitable and unavoidable to face the Lord at the end of our life. People who are familiar in encountering Him are not afraid to face the Lord on the last day. The waiting grows longer, the interest grows dimmer. More the waiting, lesser the enthusiasm for those who have no hope, interest, and love. The gospel presents us the conditions of the disciples through the parable of 10 bridesmaids. Some of them were sensible, hopeful, organized, upskilled, and prepared and alert, while some others were lethargic, overconfident, unprepared, unorganized, and hopeless. The word "stay awake" appears 22 times in New Testament. Do not fall asleep, calling us to have a greater mindfulness. We are not aware 90%. What is known to us is truly little, and so we all need patience and preparations constantly. How long to wait? If we love the person, we wait indefinitely. If the Lord is the master of our life, we are near the Lord. Waiting is not distraction. Hope strengthens our love for the Lord. We need to wait in endurance, continuing to serve the Lord and consistently praying. Prayer and hope makes us to bear the pain of waiting with meaning. Hoping means to withstand the suffering, persecution, and pain. How painful and disappointed it would be to be told by the Lord, "I do not know you." Matthew chapter 25, verse 13. Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta was asked once, "What are our drops of oil in our lamps?" She said, "They are the small things from everyday life, the joy, the generosity, the little good things, the humility, and the patience. A simple thought for someone else, our way to be silent, to listen, to forgive, to speak, and to act. That are the real drops of oil that make our lamps burn vividly our whole life. Do not look for Jesus far away. He is not there. He is in you. Take care of your lamp and you will see Him." Yes, indeed. To enter eternal life, we all need to meet the Son of God. Quote, "I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me." Revelation chapter 3 verse 20. We cannot recognize the Son of God if our life is poured like a libation for the others. Our virtuous life is the burning oil of the soul. It is not enough to burn for the moment for ourselves, but consistently continue to burn till we meet Him in person. Let us continue to stay awake, ready to trim, top up, and tirelessly hopeful to meet the Lord of lights. Have a lovely day. God bless you.